SBS Radio.
Hinihikayat ang mga Australiano mula sa Di-Ingles ang tubong wikang suriin ang husto ang kanilang superannuation dahil maaaring mas mababa ang kanilang balanse kung ihahambing sa ibang mga Australiano. Ayon sa The Association for Superannuation Funds, upang makapagretiro ng komportable ang isang mag-asawa o couple, kailangang mayroon silang naitabing 64,000 dolyar sa kanilang super sa pag-aakala na nabayaran na nila ang kanilang utang sa bahay o mortgage. Ngunit marami, partikular ang mga mula sa Di-Ingles ng tubong wika, ang di pa naaabot ang halagang kailangan para sa kanilang pagretiro. Ang detalye sa ulat ng SBS Finance Editor na si Ricardo Goncalves na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Sa mga kalsada sa Sydney, sa aming pagtatanong, mayroong ilang mga tao ang panatag ang kanilang loob sa kanilang pagretiro tulad ng mga Turkish migrants na nakausap namin.
I would say so, yes. Yes.
Yeah. If you work hard, your retirement will be better. Yeah.
May ilan naman tulad ng mga Chino ang di nakakasiguro.
Do you think you have enough super to retire comfortably?
I don't think so.
Ayon sa Association for Superannuation Funds of Australia, ang chief executive nito na si Martin Fahy, maraming migrante ang nasa di magandang katayuan o maring na disbentahe.
Migrants from non-English speaking backgrounds are more likely to have a low balance and they're less likely to have a high balance that is over $200,000. And the difference is very significant.
Sa pinakahuling datos mula Household Income and Labor Dynamics sa pagtatanong sa Australia o Australia Survey, nakita ang kalagayan ng marami. Napag-alaman na 2 sa 3 mga kababaihang nasa edad na 55 taong gulang hanggang 59 na taong gulang, isinilang sa ibang bansa at mula sa Di-Ingles ang tubong wika, ang walang balanse sa kanilang superannuation o di pa man ito aabot ng 50,000 dolyar. 7% lamang ang may balanse ng higit sa 200,000 dolyar. Ang mga datos na ito ay hindi ganong favorable sa mga Australianong isinilang sa bansa. 44% ng mga kalalakihan naman na isinilang sa ibang bansa na Di-Ingles ang tubong wika, ang walang balanse sa kanilang superannuation o di pa rin ito aabot ng 50,000 dolyar, habang 1 sa 5 ang may higit na 200,000 dolyar sa kanilang superannuation. Hindi muli ito favorable para ito ay hindi favorable kung ihahambing sa mga Australianong isinilang sa bansa. Ayon kay Martin Fahy, mayroong iba't ibang rason o dahilan sa pagkakaibang ito.
It may be that they arrived later in their careers to Australia, so they've had a shorter working life. They may have had uninterrupted work patterns. They may have had periods of unemployment, or they may have not been earning the appropriate salary to the level of their qualifications, so they're getting paid at a lower level within the economy.
Ayon sa Pangulo ng Association of Financial Advisors, Mark Bynum, maaari rin itong kaugnay ng kultura.
If it's a cultural background from where they come from, a lot of migrants I see, they trust superannuation, they may not trust the government in their superannuation. So they may still have enough for retirement, but it may not be superannuation.
Ayon kay Martin Fahy, kadalasan ang perang inilaan para sa pagretiro ay pinuhunan o pinaginamit na pamumuhunan para sa mga bahay o property.
What we know generally, though, is that the best way to save for retirement and the most tax-efficient way to save for retirement is through superannuation. Bringing and consolidating your retirement savings to Australia, it can be challenging, but it's not impossible. And having it all in one place can have benefits. But individuals need to look at their own personal circumstances and get advice as to what the best way is to proceed in funding their long-term retirement.
Ayon naman kay Mark Bynum, maaaring may mga tax benefits ang pangkaraniwang tao na hindi nalalaman ng pangkaraniwang tao.
There's a new downsizing rules that are coming in for people who are over 65. There's pension benefits under superannuation which are really tax effective.
Sangayon si Martin Fahy.
There are also some benefits or policy settings called the Low Income Superannuation Tax Offset, which helps people on low income get additional benefits from superannuation. Unfortunately, we also have situations where unscrupulous employers are maybe not paying superannuation or not paying appropriate wages. And we've had some very high profile examples of that involving migrants from non-English speaking backgrounds.
Hinihikayat ni Martin Fahy na suriin at maging aktibo ang lahat sa pag-angalaga ng kanilang superannuation. Ang Australian Securities and Investments Commission na Money Smart website ay may karagdagang detalye sa iba't ibang wika, kabilang ito ang Financial Advice Register kung saan itinatala ang mga qualified na mga tinatawag na planner.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.